Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Garuj Chistey with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi conducts aerial survey of landslide hit regions of Wayanad in Kerala. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman stresses on the need for banks to focus on core banking. Chief Minister Nipurio apprises Minister of State for Jal Shakti, Dr. Raj Bhushan Chaudhary, on water management and related concerns. And DGP Nagaland Rupin Sharma emphasizes the need to translate tribal songs to make it into universal language and more acceptable. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi conducted an aerial survey of landslide hit regions of Wayanad in Kerala this morning. Modi also reached at Churalmala, one of the areas badly hit by massive landslide on 30th of last month. The army has built 190 feet Bailey Bridge at Churalmala across river Iruvanipuja, which facilitates faster movements of heavy earth-moving equipment and army personnel to landslide hit areas. Prime Minister interacted with army personnel and with those involved in rescue and relief works. He visited a relief camp at St. Joseph's School in Mepadi, Wayanad district, and interacted with survivors of the landslide there. Modi consulted 2 students who lost their parents and 10 others who survived the landslide but lost their near and dear ones. The Prime Minister also visited Weems Hospital in Mepadi and interacted with few injured individuals undergoing treatment at the hospital. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has stressed on the need for banks to focus on core banking. She said this while addressing the media after holding a meeting with the Central Board of Directors of the Reserve Bank of India in New Delhi today. She asked banks to prioritize their vital business, which is mobilizing deposits and lending funds. RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das, who was also present in the meeting, said banks are free to decide rates of interest, as he informed that interest rates on deposits and lending are deregulated. The finance minister noted the banking regulations amendments, which the government is bringing in, was long awaited. She mentioned that amendments include important realignments related to cooperative banking sector. Chief Minister Nipurio met Minister of State for Jal Shakti, Dr. Raj Bhushan Chaudhary, today at New Delhi. Taking to social media post, Rio said he apprised the minister on water management and related concerns. Rio thanked the minister for his understanding and support. Looking forward to the implementation of project for the welfare of the people of Nagaland, Chief Minister Nipurio further said. Akashvani Kohima organized Musical Fiesta, a prelude to the celebration of India's 78th Independence Day at State Academy Hall, Kohima, this evening. This special celebration honors the spirit of freedom and unity through an exceptional showcase of music and cultural performances from the 15 tribes of Nagaland. Speaking as the guest of honor, Director General of Police Nagaland, Rupin Sharma, emphasized on the need to translate the respective tribe songs in order to make it into a universal language and more acceptable. He also said this would create more employment opportunities for the people of the state. He said the people should propagate the softness of Naga through music and not just being projected as warriors or fighters. Sharma said, art and culture of Nagaland should not remain confined to the state itself, but should spread to the rest of the region, the country and the world. Assistant Director, Akashvani Office of the ADGP Content Guwahati, Asim Qazi, impressed upon the need to take Naga music at the international platform, adding that Nagas has rich melody and expression. The fiesta featured an array of performances from renowned artists from the state like DGP Band, Kale Keys and Moko Koza. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. MSV Mokokchung today resumed night bus services to Dimapur after the introduction of a new BS6 bus to the station. A brief flag of program was held at the station in Mokokchung, where Assistant General Manager Mokokchung Kivichityo Sekose mentioned that the services will run on alternate days between Mokokchung and Dimapur. He expressed gratitude to the Advisor Transport and General Manager of the Department for their efforts in making it possible to resume the services. Sekose said that the fare will be 450 rupees via Kohima and 550 rupees via Amguri. Kivichityo Sekose further disclosed that the services will be changed to daily basis if the customer response is good. PEG Belize and Sakhi One Stop Center hosted life skill training in food processing, paperback making, and seminar on employment and career avenues at PEG Belize Church Training Hall. Speaking during the event, SB PEG Dr. Pritpal Gaur IPS highlighted various career opportunities and entrepreneurship pathways for parents to guide their children away from harmful habits such as alcohol and drug use. She spoke on different entrance exams and methodologies and imparted entrepreneurship skills to all participants. Core also encouraged women self-help groups to become self-sufficient. The training included practical skills in oyster mushroom cultivation, pickle making and paperback making conducted by trainers from One Stop Sakhi Center under the leadership of Jitsi Asa, where she also spoke on women's rights and role of Sakhi One Stop Center for Women's Welfare and Rights. Directorate of Technical Education Nagaland has informed all NEET UG candidates who have submitted forms for undergoing MBBS, BDS and allied courses for the current academic session 2024-2025 that the NEET merit list for State of Nagaland has been uploaded on department website at dte.nagaland.gov.in and also made available in the notice board of the Directorate of Technical Education Kohima. Candidates have been informed to thoroughly cross-check the details furnished in the application form, such as name of the candidate, father's name, NEET score and ST rank. In case of any discrepancies, candidates have been instructed to provide correct details to the department on or before 13th of this month, after which no correction or changes in any manner will be entertained. Further, selection and nomination to fill up the state reserve seats will be notified in due course of time. Deputy Commissioner Kohima Kumar Ramnikant has issued traffic advisory on rod repair and maintenance work at Box Cutting Rods Kohima. The work is scheduled from 10 to 14th of this month. During the repair and maintenance work, vehicular traffic restrictions will be imposed. From 12th to 14th August, there will be partial road opening for downward vehicular traffic. Therefore, alternative route via Ladies Mile Road and NHAK TCP Gate is being suggested for vehicular traffic during the road closure period. In addition, due to incessant rain causing landslide, vehicular traffic along National Highway 29 Kohima-Dimapur Road has been affected. The National Highway Road at Zuchie, Zudza, GREF Temple and Kizana Jotsoma, Old KMC dumping site are worst affected and removal of debris and rod repair work is underway. Therefore, public are advised to exercise caution travelling through this route till completion of rod restoration work. Nagaland Public Service Commission has notified that the medical and physical fitness test of shortlisted candidates of NCS, NPS and Allied Services 2023 Viva Voice is scheduled to be held on 12th and 19th of this month at Naga Hospital Authority, Kohima. For details, candidates may access the Commission's website at npsc.nagaland.gov.in. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi conducts aerial survey of landslide hit regions of Wayanad in Kerala. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman stresses on the need for banks to focus on core banking. Chief Minister Nipurio apprises Minister of State for Jal Shakti, Dr. Raj Bhushan Chaudhary, on water management and related concerns. And DGP Nagaland Rupin Sharma emphasizes the need to translate tribal songs to make it into universal language and more acceptable. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.